Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Garrett Cole making his second start of the year against the Phillies. Coming off not a fun game last night. Yanks lose.
First dud of the year.
Kind of the first real dud. I mean, they showed a little life at the end, which is good. Similar to the Giants loss, I guess. They showed more life throughout in that one, but they at least made it interesting at the end. The Yankees did lose, though, so it's a rubber match game. My friend Dan Canobio is here.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? First dud of the year. One of those games where they were on a lot of balls. Warning track was getting a lot of use.
Yeah.
Just under a lot of balls.
DJ got the one homer, but he just missed a couple.
Like Judge just missed one. Stanton obviously just missed one in the ninth. Yeah. I think he had another one, too, earlier in the game. LeMahieu missed a few. Then you said put one over the wall. Kind of a frustrating game, but, you know, it's going to happen over the course of 162, right? We're going to have a few duds.
You'll get a few of these. Phillies, I know they were 0-4 coming in, but they are a good team. So that, you know, win today, and that's all good. Dan, can you tell the people who's going to be behind Garrett Cole?
Let's take a look at this lineup, folks. DJ LeMahieu playing second base leading off. Aaron Judge manning center field and batting second. Rizzo is back, and he's playing first base, and he'll be batting third. In the four hole is Gleyber Torres. Josh Donaldson playing third base and batting fifth. Cabrera is back as Waldo playing left field. Franchi in right. Trevino behind the dish and batting ninth, as always, Mr. Anthony Volpe.
Like that. So no Aaron Hicks, obviously no Higgy. Stanton sits. That's the first day he's missing.
Right. That's like half the fun of being a Yankee fan is looking at the lineup and not seeing who's in it, seeing who's not.
Yeah, figuring out which stud had to sit today.
It's a puzzle piece. And Stanton gets the call today. And Hicks. Rough night for Hicks again last night.
Rough one for Hicks. And IKF, I think, rounds out the bench. It's not a good game.
Well, the lineup it was tough, the bottom of the half of that lineup when you got
a whole lot. You were hoping somebody would have a good day,
right? When you have Hicks, didn't pick it up. When you have Hicks and you have Donaldson and you have Higashioka, and who am I missing? In IKF towards the bottom of the lineup, you really had your top four or five guys have to go deep and have to have runners on because that's a tough. Back-to-back-to-back in the lineup.
Those top four guys, they all got on, did their job. You'd like a little more, needed just a little more, but they all were, like, statistically were fine. They all got on base in that bottom half. Gave close to nothing. Volpe snuck one in, but yeah.
Volpe, yeah, I wouldn't say he had a rough one, but, you know, he's starting to show, like, a little on defense. Like, all right, keep kind of forgetting he is a rookie.
Yeah.
He just missed having, like, spectacular tag on that stolen base.
Yeah, dude, like, is his glove just not grip?
Saw your tweet. Get a little squeezable glove.
Just get a little squeezier glove. I had a catch with my dad, this is, like, 2 years ago, and it was some glove that wasn't, like, the one I used in high school or anything. It was just, like, some glove we had around, and the thing just wouldn't squeeze. Like, I can catch a ball.
Catch or you have a catch?
I have a catch.
Same. I'm a have a catch.
I think Northeast, it's a pretty firm have a catch.
That tweet that was with Stafford and Plouffe.
Yeah, there having was some a catch, discourse.
It was.
There was some discourse.
99% of the follow-ups were the catch. Have a catch versus.
And I guess we're in the minority.
I'm a have a catch guy.
Yeah, I'm a firm have a catch guy. But I guess more. I think more people are play catch. Anyway,
what
else are we watching for tonight?
Dueling
today,
Aces.
Day game.
Gloomy day in the Bronx. Doesn't feel like baseball weather. Doesn't look like baseball weather. No. But rest assured, it is baseball weather. Yankees looking to pick up the series win. I'm looking at Dueling Aces here. Cole versus Nola. Both finished in the top 10 in the Cy Young Award voting last year. Nola's coming off of a tough start on opening day. Cole's coming off a stellar start on opening day. So that's my first thing I'm watching for. How about you, BBD?
That's a good question. What? I got my eyes on Oswaldo Cabrera today, just 2 days away.
He's back.
He's one of the more electric players on the team, just a natural spark plug. So just excited to watch him, period. And then, it felt like he had just sort of gotten going when they now sat him 2 days in a row. So I'm just happy he's back. I'm checking out Oswaldo.
I like him in the, like you said, spark plug. Like, yeah, kind of a deflating loss, first deflating loss of the year. And you don't want it to compound. You don't want it to be a two-game losing streak or get, you know, before we head over to Baltimore. So Cabrera is the type of guy that can give you a spark and could do something fun out there from the left side of the plate. Also, I'm Franchi watch.
Franchi watch, yeah.
Dude hit an absolute hit one ball hard. Seed. That ball rifled off his back.
Can run into one.
He hit a seed, then he had an unbelievably hilarious throw from right field that gave us the Nestor moment. Play. So let's be thankful for Franchi.
Thankful for Franchi. I know Jimmy had a bet that was impacted by that. So he was excited. And Franchi technically gets an outfield assist on that. I forget if we mentioned that on the pregame show yesterday, but
we were too hyped up on Ian Hamilton.
Who we didn't see last night and I don't necessarily expect to see tonight in the pitching path to victory.
We'll get to that. We'll tease it.
I think that's where we're at. I think, first of all, I'm looking for six out of Cole. Gave six last time, right? So that feels like our minimum ask.
He's the one guy right now in the rotation that you can, like...
We can be pretty firm, like...
Expect six from Cole.
Expect that. I'll double-check what pitch count he hit last time. I think he got to 100, so run that back. Double checking Thursday the 30th box score. Garrett Cole threw 95 pitches.
Yeah, it's perfect. That's what we want.
Do six innings again. Throw 100 pitches.
We like that a lot.
Second start of the year, and then hopefully we start being able to account for more than that. Mm. But
go from there. Start with a six.
He seems to certainly be like a start ahead of everyone else. Yeah. As far as like amount of pitches he's allowed to throw.
Herman looked decent last night. I mean, he had those two long balls, got beat on two fastballs. I love when he leaves the game, he gives himself an ovation. Did you see that?
Yeah.
He's like, for me, me. And he also sprints out to the bullpen before the game, which, interesting fella. But he wasn't terrible. He wasn't great. Got beat by Schwarber. Schwarber was just gonna. It was only a matter of time before Schwarber hit a bomb.
He's gonna uncork one. Anyway, and he absolutely crushed it. Not a porch job. Not like Schwarber led the NL last year in homers. He's really good.
Yeah, Phillies needed that. They were desperate yesterday.
Desperate
they
for
that,
a win.
In that win column, and they did. You know, if you saw Jimmy on and what's his name?
Trey Turner.
On morning. He said, can you just let us have one win?
Yeah. He said it again in this room.
Yeah, and he did. The Yankees did. They were very nice last night.
Yankees win today, and I don't care about yesterday at all. But after Garrett Cole, they should have kind of everyone but King and Abreu available.
Are we pathing right now?
I think we're pathing.
Yeah, Wandy did not get into the game last night. He hasn't pitched in several days.
Oh, Wandy's
next. He has to get into the game.
Wandy's next in this one.
My promo was an LOL Wandy moment. You can't have an LOL Wandy moment. I mean, he probably could from the dugout.
Actually, you could.
Yeah, you could, but he didn't. He didn't get in the game. Ron, probably available. Clay Holmes.
Ron got some high leverage spots. Clay should be good. Loaizaga should be good. And Loaizaga's thrown 12 pitches this year. He's got to get in today or tomorrow.
Let's see some of that.
So we should be able to get everybody. So if it's Cole for three or for six, and you need three innings, probably just go Wandy, Loaizaga, Clay.
That would be nice. Gonna win. Getting that win column.
Just one each. Make it easy.
Don't let it compound.
Asterisk. Maybe they are pocketing one of Loizaga Holmes and you get Ron in there. But
those are our best guys.
Those four should be part of getting through the last three innings.
Yeah, it's the pitching path to victory, and those are the guys you want on. Those are the best pitchers
We're playing a close game, trying to get a win. Those are kind of our guys, and I believe in them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Danny Wesselis. Lasagna night is a lock.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Danny Wesselis, we know her.
Pass on, I think it's 3rd Avenue, the House of Lasagna?
What cross street's that on?
Pretty sure it's all like in the 50s.
Okay, then I've definitely walked by.
Hilarious street sign. Just in big neon letters. House of Lasagna with a giant lasagna-like logo in neon.
Without telling people exactly where I live, I walk area a lot. So,
paparazzi, leave him alone. Let him live.
Dude, one time somebody happened to like say hi to me, and I was like a block from my building, so I had to do like a lap around. It's fine. Everyone's very nice. I'm not like worried about it, but you can never be too careful.
I agree.
All right. I think that brings us to a very important part of the show. Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
So this is nothing to do with the Homer draft, but I'm watching our Codenames game.
Yes.
Our second one.
I didn't watch the full thing. I opened it once, and I had it play through on my phone, so we get credit for the view. It was like during the Yankee. It was here late during the Yankee game. I didn't watch it, and I was scrolling through some comments.
But the first one was an absolute train wreck. We know that.
Yeah,
the
but that was like hilarious.
Yes, the second one, we obviously, if you haven't watched it, go ahead and watch. But one of the comments was, I'm watching the Talking Yanks pregame with BBD and Dan, and they can't even sing the Homer draft together, so how can they possibly play Codenames? Get on the same page of Codenames. I was like, got a point.
Sean, you'd be surprised what happens out there.
On these streets?
Yeah.
He is
you'd be surprised. All right, Homer draft, you have the first pick today. Neither of us... got on the board yesterday because neither of us took DJ. So you have the first pick. You're up 1-0 in the series.
I need a dub.
You could put me in a box if you wanted to. I cannot pick Stanton, Franchi, Donaldson, or Judge. So want to pick one of them, I'd make that your second pick.
You already picked Franchi too, right?
I already picked Franchi.
I can't pick him. I'm going DJ.
You're taking deep.
Yeah, I mean, he's there. He went deep yesterday. He's flirted with the warning track a bunch of times yesterday. He's the premier bat that's left for me to choose. DJ LeMahieu with another. No, DJ LeMahieu pulls one today. Pulls a homer.
When he has a hilarious spray chart on homers. It's like, on balls he pulls. He basically doesn't pull balls in the air unless
it's a homer.
Just tank down the line.
Yeah, DJ is my pick. I feel good about that one.
Yeah. Michael Coates. DJ. One of these lefty relievers getting in. Just turn on.
Let's
one.
Go. Turn and burn.
I'm happy you did that. I'm going to take Anthony Rizzo.
The Riz. That's a good pick by you.
It's
a very good pick by you.
He has two homers off Aaron Nola and good numbers overall.
Not be shocked if Rizzo parked one into the right field bleachers.
Yes, I cannot take Stanton, who has some homers off him. Cannot take Donaldson, who has some homers off of him. Those are the three guys on the Yankees who have homered off Nola before.
This must be tough in a four-game series.
Four games, you have to do
really
like
running out of players.
You have
here.
To do at least one funk pick on the four-gamers. Fortunately, not that many during the week four-game sets this year, so okay. we are lucking out in that way. And then with my second pick.
The ball pit. Thank you. You got to talk about that after you make your pick.
I'm taking Oswaldo. No. I'm taking Glaber. I forgot I haven't taken him yet. Glaber's hot as hell. In my head, today was going to be Glaber sit day, so I've been not accounting for I'm going to be able to pick him.
Good pick.
So I'm taking Glaber.
Hey, Glaber Bay.
And now I've locked Oswaldo Cabrera into homering if you want to take him. I just guaranteed it by picking him and moving away from it.
Yeah. Oswaldo.
Yeah.
Easy.
You should punish me.
Yeah. I mean, we don't have many choices here, and Oswaldo's my guy. Back in the lineup. Nice pull job. All of his home runs, 6 career homers, have all come from the left side.
All left side so far. I think all pulled, right? Dude, he can hit homers.
He's got a beautiful home run.
His final 162 minor league games, it was 35 homers.
Dude, he just seems to fall in love with the homers, though. His swing is huge.
Yeah. It's pretty, man.
Did you catch the Jonas Brother inning?
I was a little in and out, but I did. Because I do the Sterling calls, so yeah, I'm in and out. I have good weeks, bad weeks.
That's a labor of love.
But when they were going to come on the Prime, I was going to say the Yes broadcast in the Prime. Next inning, they flashed that he was on the Sterling. They were talking to Sterling, and I was like, it was an inning I wasn't listening. If the Yankees aren't batting,
yeah.
I usually, I'll be half listening. But so then I had to go back and watch the whole thing, and yes.
He called the bullpen the ball pit. He also, who's the main Jonas Brother? Nick?
Nick is probably the family. The one who has singles. Question.
Single out, yeah. Kay let him call a significant amount of the inning. And Volpe came up and Kay's like, well, if he hits a home run here, you're going to call Volpe's first home run, which is kind of an insane thing. He did get a single. Wild. And it was an interesting, because they are fans, the Jonas Brothers.
They also like baseball.
Butchered so many lines, which is to be expected.
They're not. They like baseball. They couldn't do this.
Right. Dan Rourke was not a fan. Don't.
Yeah. That could have been Volpe homers. That could have been.
Imagine that. After all the hoopla last year around Kay not being able to call Judge's 62nd, Volpe's first home run would get played a lot if he becomes the player we think he's going to be. And then it's just Nick Jonas on the call.
It's Nick Jonas trying his best. But
that would be. I was actually rooting for that. Not to mention I had him in the homer draft.
That's true. That could have been nice. We were wrong on the over-under yesterday.
Gotta stick with my gut.
Yeah, I baited you out of that.
I felt under. I got bullied out of the under. For some reason, I have no... There's no real... How do you even predict over-unders? There is algorithms tough. And stuff, and people really spend a lot of time doing that, professional gamblers, but I just go with
over-under is so hard for me. Usually.
It's a feel thing, you know?
Yeah, it's halfway to doing a premonition, in baseball at least.
I base it a lot on schedule, what's next. Do you have an off day? Or did you play a night game the day before?
Yeah.
If you follow your team, you kind of know if they're tired. How they respond to those situations. Last year I made a pretty good amount of money on betting overs, just knowing that the Yankees weren't going to run out a good lineup and knowing that they're tired and they're thinking about the next series or something like that.
Yeah. Have you seen the line yet?
No, I have not. Considering we got 2 really good pitchers on the bump today, 6.5?
6.5. Nailed it.
I'm a degenerate gambler. Yeah.
Yes.
Something to be proud of these days.
It's a whole career. Our career, debatably.
DraftKings, baby.
DraftKings.
6.5?
That's a low line. I am on the under.
Yeah, I'm taking
because I believe in Gerrit Cole so hard.
I'm a hard believer in Gerrit Cole.
Yes.
Under.
Yanks win 4-1.
Yeah. 3-2 game, 3-1 game. Give me that under. Hammer it. I will never do that again, I promise.
Right. I like that.
Gerrit Cole have a good day. Or kooky.
They can really. It's a weird way to start our day.
I literally got out of the elevator and was in the seat. Got my coffee.
When we have our 10 o'clock records like this, it's always funny. So just the second Jimmy or Jake or whoever the last one's here walks in, just sit down and we go.
Boom. It's been really fun though. I really appreciate everyone taking me in with open arms because sometimes you see new faces, you're like, who is this guy? What does he know?
Yeah. I understand it.
Stuff, but I love it.
There's a little bit of guys, but I'm on all the other episodes, so relax.
You've seen me play in the Blitzball battle.
Yeah. premonitions. It's premonition time.
What am I thinking? What am I thinking? What am I seeing? What am I feeling? What am I doing? Cole has like a minor, like, blow up. But not like bad, like he's getting touched up. He just like has like a freak out moment on the hill.
He has a bad moment.
Like something where he like does something out of the ordinary.
It's just, yeah, just something weird at it.
I go deep with the premonitions.
You like get into their soul a little
bit. Yeah.
I like that though.
Hicks didn't make a play off the wall last night.
Not off the wall. He did make a catch down the line.
A running catch.
It's like I've been close on these, but decidedly not correct, but
how do you think this ends with Hicks?
I don't know. Feels like it should end.
The booing, like I've never booed in my life. I never like
it's not for me, and I don't inherently have a problem with it. He has weird quotes.
Yeah, it's the only way for fans to express themselves,
to literally voice their displeasure.
They can literally boo a guy out of town in the situation where. It's to the point where, like, the front office and everything, and I know they shouldn't always react to what fans do out there, but I feel like they're almost the fans are forcing their hand here, but I don't think he also can't go anywhere until Bader's back.
Yeah, they need – that will be somewhat of a decision point. His contract, they're not going to just cut him, so they need him to, like, play well enough for a team to do it. I can't believe
– what does he have left, $30 million?
Yes. I can't believe a team didn't talk themselves into it in the offseason. That's like when I thought the Yankees for sure tried. In the offseason, you would think a team would talk themselves into it, but it obviously didn't happen. He's here. The boos.
It's tough.
It's not for me. And I understand he's had some weird quotes, but they weren't. I don't recall any like bad quotes that are like.
The only
bad
thing I would
guy,
like to see
like,
him
doesn't
say,
get it.
Right. The only thing I would like to see him say is like, I know why I'm in this position. Like I need to play better. Like
I need to step up.
Like take a page out of Stanton's book, who's been the model citizen when it comes to dealing with the media.
Stanton like has a good game and blames himself.
Accountability, just be there and just say, I gotta play better. I'm getting booed for a reason. But he's just like, I don't understand why I'm not playing. I wanna play more, which is fine. I'm happy he's saying I wanna play more.
I don't want a guy who doesn't think he should play more or want to play more. You want that in all your players.
But he wants to get on the road bad. Like he needs to get if his next playing time.
We got to get him into Camden.
Yeah, his next playing time should come on the road where he can be at ease a little more. Even though Camden might be Yankee Stadium South, he'll still hear a few boos, but it won't be like the sea of boos that we had last night.
Who do they play after that? Like Detroit or Cleveland? I'm at a point where I just feel bad. Like, what's he supposed to do? They wouldn't even give him two games. They booed him, like, opening mercilessly game. That second game of the year when he pinch hit in a spot that is a tailor-made Hicks pinch hit spot.
They booed when they read his name. In the lineup, so it's at the point where,
He, like, had a good spurt. I don't know what you wanted him to do coming into the year, you know?
They just don't. Most fans just don't want him on the team.
Like I understand that, and yeah, there's some weird quotes. There's like, dude, we cooked him day one. He just has no shot, and he might have not had a shot anyway. But
it's a New York thing.
It feels premature. If he had gotten some time in the first 2 weeks and did nothing, which he's heading towards, I'd get it.
Yeah, I understand it.
Anyway, Oswaldo Cabrera hits a foul home run.
So Rizzo's no longer the foul home run guy, or is he still?
He still is like the foul home run guy, but Oswaldo's getting one today.
Like that. Okay. Oswaldo hits a foul home run, and Cole does something angry.
Go the Yankees, go Garrett Cole, love.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code WAREHOUSE. That's promo code WAREHOUSE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.